Hi, this is Will Clower, and welcome to week four. We're wrapping it up. This is the week where we learn how to defeat chronic consumption, and we use the Ender to do that. One of the things I want you to do to understand how you're doing and how your hunger is being affected by this, I mean, how do you know if this works or not? One of the things we do to accomplish that is to have a homework assignment where you, quote, get over the blip, unquote. In this case, what I want you to do is to understand your hunger better. And how does that look? What happens when you do that is you go from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and at some point in the middle, you're going to have a hunger blip. Now, the original blip of hunger that you have is just that. It's a blip that will last for some people 2 minutes, some people 3 minutes, some people 4 minutes, but it's so urgent. Because we're used to having a knee-jerk response where we lurch off to the candy machine whenever we get the blip. However, it's just a blip. And in 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it is for you, it'll go away. And when you're on the other side of the blip, what you notice is that you are free of it. So, your homework is this. When you have the 10:30, the 3 o'clock, that between meal hunger blip, what I want you to do is notice the time. And then when the hunger blip goes away, as it does, and you're on the other side of it, write it down and then get back in touch with us and let us know. That's your homework. How long is it? I want you to map it out so that you understand your own physiology. And you'll watch that blip change over time. It will get smaller until it blips out. That's your goal. I'm Will Clower. If you guys have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us right away. info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.